Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. There are many challenges that VPs of sales face with regard to their sales team, but it always boils down to one. How do we achieve or overachieve our revenue targets on a consistent basis? I mean, at the end of the day, that's the most important thing that we're all measured on. So here are a couple of things that you can do in order to ensure that you're hitting and exceeding your targets. One, make sure that you hire the right salespeople. Far too many sales VPs hire people that they really like and who've had success, but not in the way that their business needs to succeed. Take stock of what the right behaviors are for your organization. For example, if you have a long sales cycle, highly complex, requiring multiple buyers, hire people with experience selling in a long sales cycle with multiple buyers who are very organized and can manage those relationships. If you sell a product that sells quickly in one sale over the phone, then hire salespeople who have phone experience and can turn around a business quickly. A misalignment in the personality or the behavior skills of a salesperson to the process that you need to be a success surely will undermine your success in a year. Number two, most sales VPs don't coach and mentor their sales teams enough. Studies have shown that 3 hours or more of coaching between a sales leader and an individual sales rep per month will result in 103% quota attainment, whereas less than 2 hours of coaching a month will result in 87% of quota attainment. I can only imagine what no coaching on a monthly basis would result in. So make sure you're spending at least 3 hours per month per rep coaching and mentoring them for success. The plus side of that for you is not only that you'll achieve more results, but you will become more intimately involved in your sales pipeline. You will have a much better and a more objective view of what the numbers are and what your sales process actually is in order to get those deals closed. You cannot overcoach a salesperson. And while we're talking about coaching, don't make the mistake of thinking that your top reps don't need to be coached, right? If you were a hockey coach, you wouldn't have expected Wayne Gretzky not to show up for practice. You have the biggest opportunity, the easiest opportunity to move the bar forward by coaching your top performers. So look to those people who are already doing great work and look to make them better. The final thing that you can do in order to ensure that your sales team is successful this year is define a sales process that everybody sticks to. Don't let the team sell in their own way, any way they want. Make sure that you create a sales process that's measurable. Think of it like a playbook. Those teams that went to Super Bowl, those teams that end up in the Stanley Cup Finals, work from a playbook. They analyze their sales process on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual basis and make adjustments based on the market conditions. But they have a playbook that everybody plays by, so the sales VP has an objective way to measure the results of the team. Objective measurement is the key to success. Far too many sales VPs that I work with coach or manage from a subjective place. They use too much emotion and not enough fact. And the best way to start the transition from being an emotionally or subjectively based sales VP to an objective, fact-based sales VP is to have a process that everybody sticks to that you can measure results against. Be sure to stay tuned for our upcoming podcast, where we describe in detail what the right attributes are for hiring top-level sales talent for your team. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.